From the new digs of the new Nuts About Southwest blog, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. You know, Red Belly Radio is a podcast that's available on iTunes. It can be listened to on our corporate blog, Nuts About Southwest, and is available to Southwest employees through our company intranet, Swalife. I say this because some of the listeners of this program may not have seen the new look of our blog, either employees who listen via our intranet or people who subscribe to the RSS feed via iTunes. Anyway, thanks to all who are listening, but this episode is about the new look of our blog. It got a refresh lately, and we recruited a number of new bloggers who got together to see the new look and talk about the project. Some of the great new features are the social stream, which tracks Southwest Airlines and social media and provides a quick look. You can also sort all the different postings by activity, which is cool. I spoke with one of our captains, Joe, about what he might be blogging about in the upcoming weeks and months. Well, I've been asking some of the other bloggers what they might blog about first.
My first one actually was about Herb during upgrade lunch story, but had one I've got for a little boy who's absolutely petrified to be on the airplane. Took him up in the cockpit, tried to calm him down, and by the time I came back, he was in my arms with his arm around my shoulder. Calm down, and the passengers are applauding because he was previously screaming, and now he's a happy camper. So that I think is going to be one of my first stories.
Well, I'm glad all those switches didn't confuse him and it calmed him down. It confuses me.
I took a picture of him, and he had my hat on, and he was just ecstatic. He saw the front end of the airplane, and that made his day. So, and his folks were happy too. And it was a short flight, Dallas San Antonio, but still he was absolutely petrified, did not want to get on the airplane, and was letting everybody know it.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for coming today.
No, I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. My pleasure.
From the new digs of the new Nuts About Southwest blog, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. Now, this episode is about the new look of our blog. It got a refresh lately, and we recruited a number of new bloggers who got together to see the new look and talk about the project. Some of the great new features are the masthead that changes from day to night according to the time of day in Dallas. And you can now retweet or share items you like on Facebook, which is cool. I spoke with Allie, who works in Orlando, about what she might be blogging about in the upcoming weeks and months.
Okay, now you are one of the new writers on the blog team. Do you know what you might be blogging about first or in the first year?
Well, I just came back from, I flew in from Fort Lauderdale, and we just celebrated our 15th year anniversary, so I'm very excited about that. I took some pictures. Also, the flight crew here was awesome, so I was taking little notes. I got a picture of them. So now I feel like I need to carry my camera and be ready for any story.
You got to be armed for any situation.
Yeah, because I was just talking to Michelle on anything, you know, on the plane or just, you know, at the airport in the jetway, I'm ready.
Right, anything that sparks your interest could be interesting to others.
Right, yeah, exactly. It may not draw every crowd, but, you know, there's so many interesting, especially Southwest, our employees, from the flight attendant group to just the ground ops, the ramp guys putting on all those bags, hundreds and hundreds of bags, filling that plane up.
Orlando, they do a lot of strollers too.
Right, exactly. We just fill up those red bellies and like our ramp crew. That's a story in itself.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, Steve.
From the new digs of the new Nuts About Southwest blog, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. This episode is about the new look of our blog. It got a refresh lately, and we recruited a number of new bloggers who got together to see the new look and talk about the project. Some of the great new features include, and perhaps my favorite, when you click to listen to an episode of Red Belly Radio, it opens in a new box and lists all the episodes, and you can listen while you continue to read and browse on the website, which is cool. I spoke with Whitney, who works in our customer relations department, about what she might be blogging about in the upcoming weeks and months.
Now, you're going to be one of the new bloggers. You're new to this blog team. Do you know what you might be writing about first?
Well, I think it'll be really interesting just to write about the customer perspective as a representative in customer relations. I think it'll be a neat perspective to give just on what our customers are saying about us, kind of the experiences that they're seeing and some of those forms of communication that I get to deal with directly from the customer. And ensure that insight to our employees because there is a lot of positive buzz out there. So I think that'll be just encouraging to share.
Well, looking forward to seeing some of your content. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
From the new digs of the new Nuts About Southwest blog, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heaser. This episode is about the new look of our blog. It got a refresh lately, and we recruited a number of new bloggers who got together to see the new look and talk about the project. Some of the great new features are the photo of the day, which, as the name implies, will change every day, which is cool. I spoke with David, who works in our Phoenix Customer Service and Support Center, about what he might be blogging about in the upcoming weeks and months.
David, are you one of the new bloggers as well?
I am.
So what do you think you might be blogging about in the first couple times here?
Well, I did want to do a post about the ice machine at work because it's like the best thing at work ever. Because we live in Phoenix and the sun's always out, and so ice is awesome. And then the other thing I was talking with a friend was about what kind of shoes people wear when they want to go through security, and that's kind of cool.
So you have a foot fetish?
No. Oh,
yeah. Take
off your shoes.
Well, that's true. I think you could expand it to belts because it never fails.
True.
My wife wears this giant metal belt that's hard to take on and off of, and it never fails. She always seems to wear it.
And then, you know, I always worry about, like, okay, are my pants going to fall down? Are my shoes... do my feet look okay if I'm wearing sandals or if I'm going to San Diego? You know, it's like, are the shoes already falling apart? I found a big hole in the back of my shoe the other day, and I was like, I can't wear that to the airport now. So I just wore
my sandals.
Well,
at least you found it before you left home.
Yeah. It's all good, but, you know, and being from Oregon, it's okay to wear sandals with socks. That's my fashion faux pas.
Well, in Texas, it's okay to go barefoot in boots.
Yeah, that's true, too. But then you don't want to take those boots off at the airport. That's just not going to happen.
I choose socks. Okay.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2011. Bill Murray and Punxsutawney Phil have indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.